BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jericho.
The Lord gave Joshua exact instructions on how Jericho was to be conquered. So when the day arrived, Joshua arranged the people according to God's plan. Joshua told the people, "Don't say one word as you march around the city." So as they marched, the priests blew the trumpets, but the people were silent. Once they had circled the city, they returned to their camp and spent the night. They did the same thing for 6 days. Early on the 7th day, Joshua told the people to circle the city 7 times. He said, "When we take the city, you're to burn everything except the gold, silver, and things made of bronze and iron. These are to be set aside for the Lord. Be careful. Don't take anything that is set aside for the Lord, or you will be set aside for destruction." So that day, the people marched quietly around the city 7 times while the priests blew the trumpets. After the 7th time, everyone stopped. Suddenly, the priest blew the trumpet 1 more time, and Joshua shouted, "Shout!" The people shouted, and the walls of the city fell down in front of them. The army of Israel marched straight into the city and destroyed it. The 2 spies that Rahab had protected immediately went to her house. They brought her and her family out of the city alive. Another soldier, a man named Achan, disobeyed Joshua's warning. He saw a bag of silver coins, a bar of gold, and a beautiful coat from Babylon. Even though all these things were to be set aside for the Lord, he took them and hid them inside his tent. After the victory at Jericho, Joshua only sent 3,000 men to conquer Ai, since it was a small city. To their surprise, the men of the city won the battle. Joshua tore his clothes and prayed, "Oh, Lord, the Canaanites will hear about this defeat. They'll surround us and wipe us off the earth." The Lord said, "Israel disobeyed my command and took what was to be set apart. As long as you have those things, you'll lose every battle because I'll no longer be with you." Joshua found out that Achan was the one who disobeyed the Lord's command. So the people stoned Achan as well as his family and everything that belonged to him. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Take your entire army and attack Ai." Joshua sent a group of men out at night and gave them exact instructions of what to do. The next morning, he sent a troop to fight Ai. In the heat of battle, Israel started to run away as they had done before. The men of Ai chased after them, leaving the city unprotected. With that, the Israelite soldiers came out of hiding and went into Ai and set it on fire. The men of Ai were now surrounded, and all of them were killed in battle. Through all of this, Rahab and her family had been put in a safe place outside the camp of Israel. Eventually, she married an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. In time, they had a son named Boaz.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.